Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs of how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good.
All right. Right on bushy tail. Gentlemen, we're getting ready here at Neighbors of Hope and in our Life Change program to launch a new study. It's a study on forgiveness, a study on reconciliation, which we understand forgiveness and reconciliation is really about us finding healing, right? From our hurts. Both of those imply that we've been hurt somehow. And so today I want to preface that study, upcoming study, with a little pericope from the second letter of Paul to the people of Corinth. So if I could have someone begin by reading 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 16 through 21, I would certainly, full-heartedly, appreciate it.
So from now on we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us from himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors. As though God were making his appeal through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
Very good. Very good. All right. First thoughts, questions, comments.
All right. What I took from that rule is the old has gone, the new is here. This reconciliation with God through Christ is solid reassurance. Reconciliation with my Father, as I am God's Son, gives me hope along with the ability to reconcile with my children. The new is here, the way has been made, therefore I am an ambassador of Christ. Being careful with the knowledge of this truth, transformed to be a proper representative for Christ. Being amongst the new creation comes responsibility, a member of the royal priesthood.
Can you expound on that?
Lately I've been going through, like the last couple of weeks probably, I had this highlight before we did it, I just really go over that because, living up to my calling, living up to be this representative of Christ, I try to be more careful the last couple of weeks of things I say, or to not taking things too far, and like really adhering and taking serious this transformation, because this is what I'm being transformed to be, and I don't want to lead false hope, or I don't want people to see. Because 9 times out of 10, it's not what I say, it's how I move, how I treat people, how I act, how I react. So it's transformation to me is as I'm becoming this proper representation. So people see me, they talk to me, they see how my life's changed from this to this. So maybe they'll change their life, they'll be blessed. I got to give it to keep it. That's what I've always been told. I'm blessed so much, blessed immensely. Things that I don't even know, is happening. I got to get that back. That's not how to do so. Yeah. Gotta represent in a proper way. And not mislead. Especially the next generation. Not only my children, but their age group. I've got to truly reflect being an ambassador in the right way so they can be to their kids, to their next generation.
Good. Thank you. Anybody else?
Yeah. I'm looking at the word reconciliation, and Tim has said reconciliation is a form of healing. So for me, I'm still in the stage of personal healing. God said that He said all of this is from God who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. And so I have this this healing process. That I have to go through in order for me to be able to help somebody else. I have to learn how to help myself first. And so I'm in this stage of just helping me daily. Forming a better relationship with myself through Christ. I think that's the only way that reconciliation can truly begin. And so I'm at a stage of just personal healing.
Okay, well, let me expound just briefly on that. It's right to think of reconciliation as kind of like this healing process, but biblically, the healing process is in light of a broken relationship. So it implies that there are more than one party.
Well, right?
So it's really to heal the relationship, to make the relationship right. Now, biblically, Paul ends by righteousness. Dikaiosune is the Greek, which we could better understand as just or justice. So in order to reconcile, in order to bridge the woundedness, in order to heal the relationship, right, it does require a certain mutuality. In other words, both parties need to look into themselves, right, on where their hurt comes from. So go ahead.
So my, as far as my reconciliation, I had broke myself off from God, from Christ, because I was in my addiction. I was trapped in the addiction, so I let myself move away from that because it's just I didn't care. I didn't care about God or what God can do for me. You know, I didn't care about anything but my selfish addiction, and so I have to have some type of healing process to get that relationship back with Christ.
Yeah, I think maybe the angle I'm trying to look at isn't so much what have we done? Part of reconciliation. Okay, if me and a good friend, all right, have some sort of spat, there's an injury, an emotional injury, right? You hurt my feelings, you know, whatever, right? I also need to not just acknowledge, like, I've been hurt, so it's not you, so you need to fix this in order to heal the relationship. Part of what I really have to do is, like, what did I bring to the table? I have to look at myself, right? How did I contribute to the injury? You know, maybe what they said to me that hurt my feelings was really a response to maybe an unintentional gesture or spoken word by myself. Right? So part of the reconciliation, the healing process of our relationship is personal. We look at ourselves and what we have contributed to the woundedness. Right?
Yeah.
Now, what Paul's going to say here in 2 Corinthians is that He couches this thing through Christ. And by Christ, what he's talking about is really the cross. Right? That the cross is an expression of God declaring one God's own woundedness, so to speak. That God loves us, right? Desires our greatest good. Right? And yet, by us running away or not participating in the reconciliation process, we can think in human terms, right, anthropomorphically, that God hurts, right, which moves God even further to try and get this process healed. Right? The healing process for God was the cross. Now, what Paul wants to do is juxtapose the cross compared to the form of punishment or the threat of punishment that they saw within the Roman Empire. And even Paul himself persecuting men, women, and children who followed Christ, to start with, as Saul, right? That the way of violence, right, didn't heal any, doesn't heal anything. Violence doesn't heal. Right? But somehow, what we call the scandal of the cross is that this violent act, the way Jesus participated in it by not retaliating when he could have, right, but absorbing it into himself, demonstrates love. Right? And so when we accept that, we need to become ministers of that reality. Right? That God continues in the new creation wanting to share that message, but he wants to share that message through you. Now, we can't expect God to share it through us unless we have what? Healed our own relationship with God. And once we've experienced this healing, this reconciling, act with God, we now go out, right, and allow God to go through us into the rest of God's creation in order to bring it to its fruition as new. Does that make sense?
Is it fair to say then that reconciliation is, like you said, it's a one-time decision that you have to do over and over again? So like you said, it's a process. And part of that process might mean that the other person you're trying to reconcile isn't.
Yeah, well, I think the probably the launching pad for that is precisely what this upcoming study is forgiveness. Right? Forgiveness is where we start.
But is there...
We'll get to this, that sometimes you can practice forgiveness and you may not get reconciliation. God has given, already done the act to bring, to reconcile us with God. Not everybody... God has forgiven, but not everybody's receiving.
So it's good to plan and or to hope and have faith that there's going to be reconciliation, but not expect it.
Okay. Yes, reconciliation is an effort. Right? If you were to take a marriage, right, there comes a point to where marriages have their innate struggles. Simply because we're talking about two human beings, all relationships have their kind of innate struggles. Best of friends will argue. Siblings will argue and fight and pull hair and all that other kind of stuff, right? Spouses will engage in differences. What we call faithfulness, then, is will you stick it out over a period of time that ultimately brings a healing to the relationship? Right? So if you take a husband and wife and they have a little spat, right? Is healing that relationship, right, valuable? If so, will you work at it? It does imply work.
Right? That's when the reconciliation takes.
Yeah, reconciliation must be understood in the terms of healing a broken, wounded relationship. God made the initiative to heal the broken, wounded relationship between God and us. And he did that through Christ.
But don't we have to understand that that reconciliation is through God? Because that's what he said. He says that who reconciled us to himself.
Right.
Through.
Yes, through Christ. That's what I mean. Through the Christ, he's talking about the cross.
And so, right? so for me to understand, it's like the true reconciliation has to be through Christ. You know, I mean, that shows the genuine love. It shows the love.
But for us, I guess what I'm trying to get at is when, in a healing process, whether it be a husband and wife, siblings, an employer, employee, whatever the relationship is, our relationship with God implies that I need to look at myself and recognize that I have alienated myself from God. God has not alienated God's self from me. So in order to participate in a healing process, I have to take responsibility for my contribution to the rupture of that relationship. We call that confession of sin. Right? So there's a personal component. I need to take responsibility. Well, gentlemen, we land here because we have a woundedness that you need to take responsibility of. You can spit all this truth that you want about God and never take responsibility for your own contribution to the woundedness of any relationship you have. Whether it just be the relationship with God, or the relationship with a parent, or a spouse, or a child. Shame on us if we think we can come in here, find confess our own sinfulness and heal our relationship with God, and never heal the relationship with those we've hurt. What kind of ambassador is that? So it's a two-way street. It's just not a vertical. It's a horizontal, right? And this is where Paul is trying to help us realize that there is this vertical reality that God initiated. Right, because God loves us. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy, and reconciliation be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farming Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and, of course, our radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We look forward to you joining us again next Sunday morning.